Now, welcome to the midday for a Thursday. I'm Norman Gilliland, and there's an anniversary pending, a 10th anniversary concert, in fact, for the Madison Summer Choir, and it will be quite an eclectic collection of music, and all of it will be directed by my guest, Ben Lidke. Welcome to the midday.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Norman.
And you're not only the conductor, but also the founder and artistic director of the Madison Summer Choir. And so for this 10th anniversary, you have something particularly celebratory in the works?
Well, we are doing a concert called Old Wine in New Bottles. And it's a concert that features music that in some way has a conservative taste, but at the same time is innovative. What's also really special about this 10th anniversary is we have one premiere by Sarah Riskind, who actually went to school. She and I went to school together at University of Wisconsin. And then as far as my fellow choral scholar and I can tell, we are also doing the Madison premiere of one of Bruckner's three significant masses, his first mass in D minor.
And we'll be getting to a bit of that after this, this being the Geistliches Lied by Brahms, which is on your program.
Indeed. So this piece by Brahms is on the program because what's really interesting about it, the sopranos and tenors are in what we would call a canon where essentially, it's like if the sopranos and tenors were singing around, like row, row your boat, the sopranos start and then the tenors echo, while at the same time, the altos and basses are also doing a round of their own, say, make like if they were doing Frère Jacques, one after the other. Obviously, that's just an example, but it's these two different canons at the same time, and the piece is a rather stunning, the result is rather stunning that he's able to do this technical mastery and have it come out just this gorgeous piece of choral music, one of his few pieces for mixed chorus and organ.
And this is how it sounds as performed by the Vasari Singers, the Geistliches Lied by Brahms. The Vasari Singers with the Geistliches Lied by Brahms, one of the works that's going to be performed by the Madison Summer Choir in their upcoming 10th anniversary concert, which is Wednesday, that's July 18th, 7:30 at the First Congregational Church in Madison. And their founder and artistic director, Ben Lidke, is sharing some of the music that they'll be performing during that 10th anniversary concert, and it also includes the work of Bruckner. Bruckner wrote some significant choral works.
Yeah, and Bruckner is really emblematic of this idea of the theme of the concert with old wine and new bottles. Bruckner is certainly, in terms of his symphonic writing and his mass writing, he is definitely displays a lot of conservative tendencies, but definitely has his own innovative twists, particularly what he's doing harmonically, but even more so with this piece. He certainly he has this like obsession with a linear scale, and the way that he weaves that into several of the different movements, it's not really quite a theme, but it's just a compositional device, and we hear it both ascending and descending. But otherwise, Bruckner is quite a conservative regarding especially his choral music. He tried to appeal to the Sicilians in writing a lot of a cappella and or one of his other masses, his E minor masses, just with winds and brass. But this mass is for full orchestra, and that's sort of the niche that Madison Summer Choir occupies during the summer. It's one of the few or the only opportunity that choral singers in Madison can sing choral orchestral works during the summer, as well as for audience goers. So we're going to play an excerpt from the Mass, his Mass number 1 in D minor. This is the Gloria, and you hear too in a conservative taste too, introduced by the opening intonation of the Gloria in Excelsis Deo at the start of the Gloria movement.
That's just part of that. Mass number 1 in D minor by Anton Bruckner, a powerhouse for the choral interpreters. And some of them are going to be members of the Madison Summer Choir in a concert coming up on July 18th. That's Wednesday. Let's see, today's already the 12th, so it's this coming Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. Next week.
Ben Lidke will be their conductor. He's also the artistic director and founder of the Madison Summer Choir. There will be a Madison debut in the performance also, and a variety of other things, to say the least. And it's 7:30 p.m., First Congregational Church in Madison on Wednesday the 18th. And thanks, Ben, for coming in and giving us some insight into the music.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
10th anniversary concert.